Hall of Wisdom. The Hall of Wisdom is the centerpiece of the triumvirate of buildings at the entrance to the other side. It's the first building we see when we emerge from the tunnel, as intimately associated with home in our spirit minds as the Eiffel Tower is with Paris. When you listen to the section defining that legendary and very real tunnel, you'll discover that, contrary to popular myth, it doesn't lower from somewhere above us to embrace us when our bodies die. It actually rises from us to transport us home. And just as all roads lead to Rome, as the saying goes, all tunnels lead to the Hall of Wisdom. It's the comforting, wonderful truth that no matter where on this earth we happen to be at that moment when we no longer have any use for our bodies and we're ready to leave them behind, we all arrive at the very same place on the other side. There's no danger of getting lost or not being able to find each other, however far apart we might be when we die. The Hall of Wisdom is, just for starters, the grand central terminal of home. It's Romanesque in structure, adorned with exquisite statuary, fountains, and fragrant flowers in constant brilliant bloom. But its most stunning feature is the infinite expanse of marble steps that surrounds the building and leads to its entrances. These steps are such a treasured part of our spirit memories that they're one of our favorite places to travel astrally, play, and make nuisances of ourselves during our first few years in a new incarnation on Earth. The most famous and popular feature of the Hall of Wisdom, once we've stepped inside its massive doors, can be found deep in its heart, in a huge round room surrounded by pillars. We're first taken there on our return home by our spirit guide, who leads us to one of the cool white marble benches and then steps back while we sit down for our amazing, inevitable session at the domed glass scanning machine where, as you'll hear in that section, our whole life very literally flashes before our eyes. It's also inside the Hall of Wisdom, once we've finished at the scanning machine, that we go through any debriefing and orientation we might need to help us make a smooth transition from Earth back to the other side. Our spirit guide is joined by trained orientators, if necessary, who've studied our charts and our incarnations thanks to the scanning machine. They're there to help us make sense of anything and everything we're confused, disappointed, and troubled about that might prevent us from fully appreciating what we learned and what we taught in that lifetime we've left behind, however badly we might feel we accomplished it. They're also there to ease the transition for those whose deaths were so sudden that they're too confused or annoyed to luxuriate in the joyful peace of home when they first arrive. If the expert orientators believe it will be helpful, they'll give a newly arrived spirit the added care of cocooning them, which, as you've heard, is a process involving a healing twilight sleep. And it's the Hall of Wisdom that houses the cocooning chambers as well. I'd be surprised if you don't find yourself having occasional dreams of vast marble steps, whether or not you're sure where they lead, that are actually astral trips to the most familiar landmark of that place you'll be homesick for until the day you return. And on that day when you do return home and you emerge from the tunnel to find yourself at the foot of the steps of the Hall of Wisdom, I'll be honored if you remember hearing this promise that that's exactly what would happen.